I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wake up to Golic and Wingo in the morning and drive home with Danger and Battaglia in the Sports Bar. AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Father's Day weekend. Naps. Give me a nap this weekend, Gene. Just a nice two... Hell, I'm not greedy. Give me an hour. Give me a 90-minute nap at some point.
Before the leaders come down the back nine, all right? But steaks on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Steaks, maybe a nice IPA or red wine, and a leaderboard that's really tight that will keep my interest on Sunday. That's what I would love.
Yeah. It's a fun weekend in golf, the U.S. Open, of course, this weekend, Father's Day weekend. We're going to talk a little golf in the sports bar now with our buddy Ben Wilson, PGA Pro at Sodus Bay Heights. Ben, how are you?
Hey, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me back on. Good to be a part of the show again.
Yeah, love having you on and love, you know, trying to pick your brain here. Ben, you know, in what always makes this interesting just to the, I guess, the lay golf fan is that Tiger. He's back here and, you know, he's been playing some good golf, but his putter ain't working right now, Ben, or at least it needs improvement. In general, Ben, what advice would you give to any golfer where you have things working in their game right, but they're having difficulty like Tiger is right now on the greens?
It's just a great question. You know, it's funny, you know, they're all great ball strikers. We all see here at a club level and even on the collegiate level, everybody hitting balls on the range, always constantly working on that, the driver, the irons, and the longer clubs. But, you know, it's so important to make sure that you're concentrating on the short game and practicing the shots that you, quite honestly, you hit twice as many of throughout a round. I mean, you're looking at an average golfer has 36 putts a round. You get that number down to 28 or 30, and you know your scores go down versus hitting a driver maybe 14 times on a golf course. But as far as Tiger is concerned, you know, he's a needle mover, and if he can get his putter going, and once he does that, historically makes a lot of putts. That's when the confidence come back. Then he gets kicked into that second gear, third gear that he's so famous for winning golf tournaments, especially major championships. So this would be 15 if we were able to pull it out this Sunday.
Ben, I see the pairings tomorrow. I don't know how. Or I'm sorry, Thursday. I don't know how we're going to focus when you've got Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson in a threesome with Tiger. Do you like what the USGA is doing when they put together these threesomes?
I do. I love it. All three of those guys you mentioned and really the rest of the field, they're all needle movers, just like Tiger. They are they're the face of golf. And if you look at a guy like Thomas, and Dustin Johnson, these guys started playing when Tiger was winning. You know, I think Tiger was one of the influences for both of those guys, especially Justin. And I think it's just great how it's almost come full circle where he's the elder statesman, if you will, for the threesome, with every potential to win the golf tournament if he can keep it together as far as the short game is concerned.
Ben Wilson, PGA Professional, Sodus Bay Heights, is our guest. Ben, somebody asked me, who do you like to win this tournament? I kind of chuckled. I mean, yeah, like, really? It's golf. Well, more so than ever, though, in my opinion. When you look at the talent here between your Spieths, your Johnsons, your McIlroys, etc., Ben, are we living right now in the golden age of golf?
I think we are. I think it's a great era. Golf is on the upswing for the first time in a long time. The best golf has been flat in the United States, growing in Asia, pretty steady growth in Europe, but in the States it's been flat. But we're on an uptick right now, and I think it has a lot to do with these young guns that are out there. It's very exciting to watch. The game has definitely become a long hitter's game. Coupled with just phenomenal short games, but it's so much more exciting for the average golfer to watch as a spectator and watch these guys do what they can do with a golf ball And it kind of makes me think back to 95. Corey Pavin won the U.S. Open at Shinnecock in 1995, and that was the Ryder Cup year, which was at Oak Hill in September here in Rochester. And Corey Pavin is a notoriously short hitter, but now they're, you know, the his accuracy was second to none, especially that week. But Corey Pavin, again, was just a phenomenal maestro on the greens at Shinnecock in 95. So the course is 7,400 yards long, roughly, par 70. So that's really kind of a long golf course for a par 70, but average length for tour players. But shorter hitters, the Zach Johnsons of the world, like in 95 with Corey Pavin, they can win it if they can keep the ball in front of them. The course is just an amazing layout. I played it in 2008 and 2010. And if you're offline with any type of shot, you're in for a long day.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the course here with Ben Wilson, PGA Pro at Sotus Bay Heights, joining us here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. I mean, the last time it hosted a major, there were complaints from players. I mean, there was a hole that was virtually unplayable. I know they've made a lot of improvements. I know that they've lengthened the course. Give us an overall view of the course and tell us who it might play advantage to. I mean, is this going to be a weekend where the long hitters are at an advantage, or is this really going to be about accuracy and you don't want to get off those fairways? You have to be as accurate as you possibly can, or you're going to find yourself in deep trouble.
Well, it's a tough question to ask, and this is just my opinion. And the last time I was on property, like I said, was almost 8 years ago, but I'm thinking it's pretty darn close to the U.S. Open setups that we're all used to seeing. So that being said, if you look at their scorecard, their par threes there are relatively short. And there's their famous hole there is a seventh hole. It's par three. It's called a Redan hole. There's the Redan style hole. And it's a green that slopes severely from right to left, from back to front, with a huge bunker in the front left of the green. And that's the green that was one of the greens that was in question back in 2004, where they actually had to have grounds maintenance crew out there to syringe or water the greens during the event because they were actually burnt. The grass was actually burning. The USGA is going to be on top of that. I think that it's something that's going to be looked at throughout the event, and the conditions will be as fair as they possibly can if the players keep the ball in front of them. Shinnecock is an open golf course that is definitely designed after a links-style golf course or a Scottish-style golf course. And if you're offline, you're in the long fescued heather grass, and it's brutal. And even for a Saturday game that I played in July, it was brutal if you were offline, and it's going to be twice as rough for this major championship.
Shinnecock out in the Hamptons.
Yes, it's Long Island. Yes. Take your feet off before you come in the clubhouse. Take your shoes off and don't touch the teakwood deck.
Ben Wilson, PGA professional, Sotus Bay Heights, putting up with us here in the Sports Bar. You got a human interest story here, Ben. Garrett Rank, for folks that don't know this, Garrett Rank by day is an NHL referee, but he golfed in college and he worked his way and he ended up qualifying for the Open. Ben, if you can give us some sort of rough sense here of just how many golfers attempt to do this on a yearly basis and how many guys actually get to qualify and play in an event like this?
That's a one in a million shot. So I think the last thing I read, this is a guess, but a pretty good one. I think it's 10,000 to 12,000 people around the country try to qualify for, you know, a handful of spots. For someone to come through and to qualify through not only local but sectional qualifiers is a victory. I mean, this guy can play his worst two rounds on Thursday and Friday. Hopefully that isn't the case, but if that happens, he's already won because he's playing with the elite. The numbers are, it's just astronomical how difficult it is to get to the point where he's going to be playing in this major championship. And I wish him the best of luck. I think it's a great story. And, you know, I just wish him the best.
Now, Ben, what about you now? How close did you come in your career to qualifying? Did you ever get a paycheck?
I hope this is the end of your broadcast because this is a very short story. But, no, I tried to qualify locally at least three times here in upstate New York, and I've come within two shots of making a local qualifier. And for a player like myself at a club level, to qualify locally would be a victory for me. As soon as you get into sectional qualifying, you're dealing with the you know, the top 1% of the golfers in the country, and it's a true test. But that being said, there are people even locally that have done that. From a local standpoint, we had an assistant pro, Jeff Rosetta, one of my close friends at Oak Hill Country Club, qualified locally at Ravenwood this year, and wasn't as successful as he had liked to, as he had hoped for at the sectional qualifiers. But even getting that far is an accomplishment. It's just it's a pretty tough test of golf, and the odds are stacked against you. But it's always very fun to try and to see where your game stacks up against other competitors.
Ben Wilson is the PGA Pro at Sodus Bay Heights as we're breaking down the U.S. Open coming up, opening round on Thursday from Shinnecock. Now, Shinnecock, I think this is true. Nobody's really definitively said this. Oldest golf course in the nation. So certainly a lot of history out there. The course you work at, Sodus Bay Heights, a lot of history too, Ben, for folks that aren't familiar with your course's history. Tell folks a little bit about it.
Well, it's thank you for asking that. It's just we're at Sodus Bay Heights Golf Club, just 20 miles east of downtown Rochester, about 40 miles from the downtown Rochester, and a 30-minute drive from the Pittsburgh, Brighton, Penfield area. This year and the years past, just a diamond in the rough. We're open to the public on several days a week, excluding Wednesdays. And we have a new green superintendent, course superintendent, who has done a phenomenal job with the layout. And if you look at Shinnecock this weekend on the on television, and you see the long heather grass and the native areas, we call it, we're instituting practices now on our golf course where we are utilizing native grasses throughout the golf course. Not only adds definition, but it also promotes wildlife, much better for the environment, and much more of a beautiful viewing arena for the player. And that was hard to do at Sodus Bay Heights because we are in one of the most beautiful spots in upstate New York. But we're firing on all cylinders out here. You caught me right in the middle of another tournament that we're having. We host a lot of outside weddings, golf events, and we'd love to have you come out and visit us.
Well, you know, Ben, the good news is since the last time I saw you, I've continue to play. Now, the bad news is one time I went out and, you know, one of the guys that looked at me and just said, pick up the ball, Gene. I'm like, okay, no problem here on this hole. But Ben, I guess my point is for the 40-something-year-old guy that's listening right now that is kind of somewhere between hack and maybe getting a little bit better, how many times out or what kind of timeline would you say in general does it take before somebody actually turns the corner?
Well, it's a great question, and honestly, it's a player dependent. You know, how much time do you have to dedicate to working on your game? But the answer from a broad answer is going to be, my suggestion would be, if you're working on your game and you really want to turn the corner, you want to start working on your game from the putting green, working backwards. So that means we want to work on putting, chipping, pitching, bunker shots. Shots around the greens, because you have to be honest with yourself. You're not going to hit every green every time. You're going to have to use some sort of shorter shot to get yourself in position to maybe make a putt to save par or at worst bogey. So my suggestion for the players that are looking to turn the corner, it's fun to hit the driver. It's fun to see how far you can make that ball go. But when it comes right down to it, getting the ball in the hole is definitely the number one area where you need to practice the most, and that's where you see the scores go down.
Ben, Gene and I got to come out. That's all there is to it. We got to come out. Yeah. Gene, we got to go out there and just have some fun. We'll get a cooler, and we'll get some beer. We can have some beers on the course, right? There's no problem with that.
You can do that, and I'll tell you what, I'm off on Monday, so you guys are welcome. Any Monday from January till March, you're welcome to come out and play.
Oh, yeah, you don't want the course looking the way you know it's going to look after Gene and I get on.
That's Ben, I'm on to you. Ben, I appreciate your time today. That was a lot of fun.
Guys, anytime, I wish you the best of luck. And again, come out and see us at Sodus Bay Heights, short ride from Rochester and Syracuse. We'd love to have you.
Appreciate it, Ben. Enjoy your golf weekend. PGA Pro Ben Wilson from Sodus Bay Heights joining us with a little preview of the U.S. Open here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
That story about Garrett Rank. Can you imagine if he makes the cut? What a story that would be, and people will learn this, and you can imagine how many club pros are going to, you know, look at this story and try to gear themselves up to to qualify for next year. That's what makes golf unique, right? Is that you can, if you're good enough, you can play right alongside the best in the game.
I can't get past that opening threesome on Thursday. I mean, that's just brilliant. Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Tiger Woods.
You know, that's in the afternoon, too. We're just going to be looking up at the monitor.
Wait, hold on a second. Yeah. Are we sure about that? Is tee time early? And then is,
I'll check.
We got to double check that. Because I'm telling you, if it is in the afternoon, we're not going to be very focused.
Now, wait a second. House is in. I almost forgot. You're not here Thursday.
Here's the thing. Maybe it's in the morning, Gene. Maybe it's in the morning. We're just distracted all day. If it's an early tee and we get the chance to, you know, because I believe you're able to stream the, you know, specific groupings. Oh, yeah. We got to check that out.
Oh, okay. So that I was right. It is 1:47 on Thursday for Thomas, Johnson, and Woods. And then how about this one on Thursday? 8 in the morning. So you're getting into work in the morning. McIlroy, Spieth, and Mickelson.
That was the one that I got confused with. Okay, so 8 in the morning, because I heard Golic and Wingo talking about it this morning. 8 in the morning, it's Spieth, McIlroy, and Mickelson.
7:40 on Thursday, Watson, Day, and Koepka.
Pretty good. Yep, pretty good threesomes going out there. That's some intriguing golf. Can't wait.
Yeah, Ben didn't get, we didn't get too deep into this, but the last time in 04, go back and read some of the quotes from Woods and Mickelson. They just blasted the USGA for the way the course. I mean, the greens were basically concrete back then.
Yeah.
So hopefully the course plays a little bit better this time around.
Yes, what are you saying, Gene, that they weren't properly maintained?
Here at Bushwood?
And you scroll to the greenskeeper and it's Bill Murray. And it's straight out of Caddyshack.
Do you want to be good or bad, Daddy?
I want to be good.
Mm. How about a fresco?
Can't wait. U.S. Open weekend, Father's Day weekend. Hope you, if you're a dad and you're listening, hope you get the chance to enjoy your weekend. Maybe get a little golf. Nap. Can't stress the importance enough. Give me 90 minutes of just a nap. Let's get to, I'll drink to that next in the sports bar. Some compelling sport thoughts from around the world of sports. Agree or disagree, we always love your calls at 454-ESPN. At ESPN Rochester on Twitter. Another reason why I think LeBron James ends up in L.A. I'll explain.
I'm going to raise my glass to one of the unsung heroes in Rochester sports. I think we're giving this guy a send-off here. By all reports, we'll give you the latest on the Nighthawks here.
Okay, the Sports Bar with Danger Battaglia continues next with I'll Drink to That on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.